Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a very special, very, very special, actually, Strategies of Success show. It is New Year's Day. New Year's Day. And I know that 90% of you, because there's certainly some percentage that don't do it, but those New Year's resolutions, oh, I'm going to change the way I fill in your blank. I'm going to change whatever way it is that you're doing something. I'm going to change your habit. I'm going to start something. I'm going to do all these kinds of things in order to make me a better person. Simply, how do you make that happen? As one of my other friends is doing a show and doing it right at this moment, too, it's like, what is your why? You know, what is your why? And once you figure out your why, it becomes really easy to work through some of those challenges that are out there. Once you find out your why, it also makes your goals much more clearer and concise as to where you want to take yourself and where you want to go and what you want to do. And that is probably what has led you into this world of being a business owner, starting your business, whether it's a full-time business, whether it's a side business, whatever it may be. But once you do that, once you find your why, you're good, you know where you're going, you have a family, you have friends, you have all these other things that are in your life, and sometimes it becomes a challenge to do it all well. Well, one of those New Year's resolutions, one of those things that should always be a part of who you are, is to be that better person. And specifically today, we're going to talk about being a better dad. Because being the best dad that you can be satisfies so many things. Makes for a much nicer relationship with your spouse. Makes for a much nicer relationship with yourself, because you know that you are doing the right thing, but also with your kids. And that leaves a lasting impression on them. Of course, a great relationship there. But then it's something that they will carry on to their next generation, and it'll continue on. So those actions that you do today will have a lasting impact. They need to be a good interaction and have a positive impact going forward. So who else, other than our guest today, to walk us through this whole process of what it is like to be a better dad. Why him? Well, because he's a great dad, for one. Two, he's interviewed hundreds of dads all around the world and finding out what their secrets are and other people that help us become better dads. He's incorporated that into one of his side projects to look at different products, look at different ideas, has a blog. It's really fascinating stuff, and I really want to thank our guest for taking time out of New Year's Day to join us. And who is it? It is the dad of divas, Christopher Lewis. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm really excited about what it is that you are doing with your
Brian,
dad of divas project.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be on the show today, you know, and Happy New Year to you and to everyone that's listening today. It's, you know, it's looking to be a great new year, even though it's only the first day. And, you know, and as you said, you know, one of my whole goals with Dad of Divas, as well as the Dad Spotlight podcast, has all been about helping dads be the best dads they can be. And, you know, you really built me up there to be a great dad, and, you know, I try my best, but I think every dad has their foibles, and, you know, we all struggle through things, and that's really where this started from, was, you know, going into being a dad and not knowing what to expect, and not knowing what this whole title of being a dad means. And I think that every dad, as you go into becoming a father, feels that in some sense. So
I know
when I started Dad of Divas, I mean, that's really where that came from, was me talking about what I was experiencing, what I was feeling, and it kind of grew from there.
Yeah, well, it certainly is walking into the world of unknown. I remember when I first became a dad and dealt with some of those challenges, such as how to put the car seat in the car. And then it just became a little bit more difficult from that. But all the situations are different. And it's really tough to pick up a book and learn how to be your best dad, because everybody's situations are completely different, as you go through with the first child or the second, third, financially, work-related also, and those other challenges in life that are out there with everybody. So, you know, when somebody starts to become that first dad, any suggestions as to what they should do, you know, that first couple of weeks, just to
sure
kind of set the tone for going forward?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. The you know, for me, I think one of the first things that you have to think about is the network of people around you. You know, you want to make sure that you're connecting with other dads and you're able to talk to other dads about the experience that they have. Because I think as men, a lot of times we just suck it up, right? And when we do that, we isolate ourselves. And when we are not willing to talk about the things that we're dealing with, the feelings that we're feeling, the things that we're struggling with, then it makes your life as a dad even harder. And I think that that's where moms get it right, because you always see moms connecting with other moms. They talk about, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and they talk about what's going right, they talk about what's going wrong. But for so many years, dads didn't do that. And I'm starting to see the kind of a tide of change over the last probably 5 to 7 years. You know, things have been changing, and I've been seeing more dads groups, and there's at-home dad groups, and there's dad groups on Facebook, and there's a large blogging community of dads, and now there's starting to be a podcasting community of dads. And, you know, there's lots of people out there that are talking about fatherhood. They're talking about being a dad. They're talking about, and they're supporting each other along the way, which I think for many years that wasn't there. So I think that that's probably number one that I would say is find that network, find the way to connect with other dads. And then I think number two is going to be, for at least for me, is to be able to make sure that you maintain an identity for yourself as well. And it may sound selfish, but I want to step back and say it's okay to be a little selfish as a parent, whether you are a mother, a father, you know, a step-parent, whatever it might be. If you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of your child. So whatever that means, I mean, if that means that you need to be able to go work out in the mornings to be able to retouch base with, you know, where you need to be, then you need to find time to do that. Or if you need to find time to be able to read, to be able to just zone out and read, and you need to do that so that you can be the better dad, you can be a better spouse, you can be a better person. And by doing that, you're going to be a better father in the end, too. So I think those are two things just off the top of my head. You know, as your child gets older, there's a lot of things we can talk about in regards to the importance of being there with your kids and being there in the moment. But I'm going to stop, and we can talk a little more about that.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up those two points, and I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, what did I do? My son is 21 years old, so it was a couple of years ago that we were going through that. But when it came to that defining me time, and you're right, if you just look at that from a very superficial standpoint, you know, if somebody say, oh, you know, if you tell your friends, oh, you know, like, you know, I got a 2-year-old at home, I'm going out for a bike ride. All right, you know, what about helping your wife? What about helping, you know, spending some time with the kid? Yep. What I did there is I tried to combine things. So I took him on the back of the bicycle. You know, when we went out, we spent every Saturday. We went out for a couple of hours. So I guess in that respect, it's good. But on the mom side, you talk about the communication side, that playground, you know, bringing the kids out, taking them out in the stroller, bringing them to, you know, the area where there are other kids. And obviously, there'll be other moms there, other parents. That actually becomes your great example of what you're talking about here, of finding that support circle, the folks that you can talk about, whether you've got different products, things, challenges, whatever it is that people are going through. You know, mm-hmm. Translate that to a business thing, that becomes a networking event.
Yep. Yeah, and that's important because, you know, especially now that the family dynamics are changing and you're seeing more dads that are staying home with the kids and moms that are working, and you know, sometimes the roles are switching in the household, and because of that, yeah, you have to be willing as a dad to think outside the box, and you have to be willing to do things that in the past might not have been something that a dad might have done. I mean, like taking your child to a playgroup at a playground where primarily you might be seeing lots of women, And I've talked to a lot of guys that, you know, they start doing that, and at first sometimes the moms give them kind of weird looks, and, you know, they're kind of like, well, what the heck's going on here? But then people start understanding, they make those connections, they start having those networks, and you start to fit in. And, you know, there's been movies in the past few years where they kind of play or make kind of jest about that, and but to be honest, you've got to find the way to be able to connect with others, and I think that that's really important. And, you know, one of the things that I did with Dad of Divas, or probably about a year in or so to running the blog itself, was I started the Dads in the Limelight series. And that was a series that now I've been running for about 6 years. And that was the series that at the beginning of the show you were talking about, that I've interviewed hundreds of dads. And I have had the pleasure of being able to interview, I think now it's over 600 dads. And it's been a pleasure getting to know these dads and to be able to allow others to be able to see fatherhood in a different way. And it's been a series that I didn't realize was going to last as long as it did, but I think it's an important series because it talks about dads and fathers in different ways, and it shows that fatherhood comes in many different from many different walks of life. So I ask the same questions of every person coming in, but as you read the answers and as you get a better picture of the dads that are trying to be the best dads that they can be, you're seeing that they are doing it in different ways. And, you know, as I've interviewed these folks, I mean, I not only learn myself, but I also know that others are learning from them. And I continuously am hearing from dads saying, you know, that, you know, this is a series that I love about your blog, and this is something that I like reading on Sundays and Thursdays when you put them up. And for me, I think that that's important. I mean, because it's something that I'm trying to help other dads to, as I said at the beginning, be the best dads that they can be, and that is kind of my one way that I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things with doing the interviews. You know, I've also done, you know, quite a few interviews. And, you know, if you stay on the same general topic, you find that there's so many different ways to answer that question. There's so many different approaches people have to get to that kind of same goal, or in this case, it is the same goal, you know, about being a better dad, being a better parent, you know, with everybody. But there's so many different variables that get tossed into it. Maybe this is a tough question, but do you find there's some commonality, again, amongst most of them when it comes to what they're trying to do in order to become a better dad?
You know, I think that one of the biggest common threads that I've found through a lot of the interviews has been that you need to make sure that you are engaged with your child. And that may sound simplistic, but you need to find ways to be able to get on their level, whether that means get on the floor and when they're young and just spend time with them, to as they're getting older, knowing what their interests are and spending some one-on-one time with them. But it's doing the things that allow you to connect with them with the things that they are passionate about, and then also introducing them to new things and being able to allow for kids to be able to understand you to the things that you're introducing them to, too. So, you know, if you're a huge hiker, or a biker, like you said, and you go and you bike with your child, you're introducing them to something. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to become a huge biker as they get older, but at least you've introduced them to something and you've spent time with them. And you want to make sure that as you're spending time with them, you're not just sitting there on your phone and, you know, playing on your phone the entire time. You're completely disengaged. I mean, you want to throw that technology away. You want to be able to sit there. You want to be there. You want to listen to them. And as you're sitting there and you're listening to them, you're going to learn more about them by you saying to them, by you peppering them with questions. Because a lot of times they're just going to come up with answers and talk to you about things that they would never have talked to you about if you had come out and specifically straight out asked them and said, well, you know, what do you think of this? you know, a lot of times they'll roll their eyes at you, and at least
that's a stupid question.
Yeah, that's a stupid question. But if you talk to them and just, you know, and just talk to them in general, a lot of times things will come up and you'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, I wanted to ask that question, but I know I can't ask that question, but they just brought it up themselves.
Right. You know, it's so funny. So many of these things, you swap out the parent kid and you make a business owner a client or business owner prospect. It's so many of the principles are exactly the same. To be a good parent, what do you need to do? You need to be a good listener. You know, engage your child, you know, with different things. You know, it's funny, you know, I'll go back to the biking thing. You know, I put him on the back of the bike and away we went. If I put him back there, it's just luggage to haul around. You know, it's one thing. But, you know, every time we stopped, he was part of everything that was going on. And although he's not, you know, into biking, loves the outdoors now, macaroni salad was something we always ate. Still does. 21 years later, 19 years later, he's still going with that. So you're right. You don't know how the connection is going to come, you know, with your child unless you really get down to their level and engage with them. And I think that's a great, great point, great takeaway item, you know, for everybody.
Yeah.
It's
so important to be able to find those moments and to be able to have those moments that you can go back to and things that they can, as they get older, that they can reflect back on and remember, because they're going to think back and say in their mind, okay, who is my dad? What does he stand for? And they're going to think back to those moments that solidified that for them. And you want those moments to be positive moments. So you have to sometimes build those, but a lot of the times they're gonna come innately as you kind of walk through life, and things are gonna happen, and you know, and know you're gonna make mistakes. I think that's the other thing that I've learned from all these interviews is don't be afraid to make mistakes, and if you do make mistakes, own up to it and talk to your kids about it. You know, don't hide it. Don't, you know, kind of curl up into a ball and retreat, but talk to them about it. Now, as they're really young, I mean, you can still talk to them, and you can say, oh, Dad made a mistake. You know, I make mistakes too, just like you. And but then you move forward from there. Not always an easy thing to do.
Yeah, it's a great lesson when you make a mistake and show your child how to deal with that mistake.
Yep. So it's not just saying I made a mistake, but it's moving on from that, you know, and moving forward from that. And I think that's the same for business principles too. You know, you can make a mistake in business, but it's how you come back from that, and it's how you move forward from that. And it's not just sitting in that kind of sitting and stewing about the mistake, but it's moving on from that and saying, oh, okay, screwed up. Let's move forward. And letting the kids see that's important too, because, you know, there's going to be things that happen with them, and you want them to be able to do the same as they move through their own life.
Comes back to one of those magical words, communications. Everybody needs to communicate with different people, and a lot of times that starts with listening. Other times it does go and move into reading. You have a website, you have a blog, you have all kinds of information that is up on the site, which is really fantastic. We're a little bit past the halfway mark. Can you give out your website at this point in time and have a brief description of some of the items that you have on there?
Sure. I've got two websites. I've got dadofdivas.com, and on that site I talk a lot about fatherhood, but I do a lot of product reviews. I do some giveaways. I do a little bit of everything. I talk about, you know, some fun, kind of fun family movies. I talk about a little bit of everything in regards to families and things that I've found to be kind of fun, and try to share that with family. Sometimes share some deals and things that are out there too. Recently, back in May, another blogger by the name of Don Jackson, he writes at daddynewbie.com, and we started a podcast called Dad Spotlight, and that's at dadspotlight.com. And the whole premise of this podcast is that we are working to help dads be the best dads that they can be. And through every episode, we put two episodes up a week, and every episode that we put out there talks about fatherhood, and we bring in guests, and we try to provide great resources, brands, products, and more for people to help them to be that the best dad that they can be. And we're closing in right now on episode 50 already, and we're having a ton of fun with that as well. So that's been a ton of fun. And you know, 2016, we've got some great things. We're just in the process of getting ready to do a. You talked about resolutions, and we're in January. We're going to be doing a fitness challenge with Di Manuel, who is a fitness expert and works with many people, but lots of dads as well. And he's been a recurring guest on the show. And Don and I are going to be doing a fitness challenge with him for like the next 30 days. So we're getting ready for that as well, and going to be challenging a lot of our listeners to be able to do the same too. So we have some fun with it. We just got done doing a 21-day sugar detox in December on the show, so we're kind of gluttons for punishment in regards to challenging ourselves in different ways, and so we have some fun along with helping dads to learn and grow as well. So, you know, both those sites are a ton of fun, and I continuously am trying to push the gauntlet, trying to help dads to become better.
Yeah, oh, it's great stuff. And I agree with you, man. Yeah, doing these kind of things, it is a lot of fun. And maybe we wouldn't do it if we weren't having a good time doing it. And that's part of it also. But, you know, brings it back. I mentioned that word why in the beginning, in the intro with the whole thing. You know, that why is so important on so many things. Now, obviously, to be a good dad, there's a very obvious why, you know, because it affects everything within the family. You have taken it to quite an extreme now, because you went beyond being a good dad to showing other people how they also could be a good dad and what product services are out there, you know, to help them with the blog and sharing everybody's stories. I'm sure this got started there because, hey, you know, it just seemed like the right thing, wanted to learn a little bit more and going on, but you're well beyond that, just doing a little something on the side. But why do you feel it's so important for you to just keep going and continue the interviews and the product reviews and, you know, working with different people with the blog and sharing it with everybody? Why do you feel it's so important for you to spend so much time and effort on this kind of a project?
You know, I think that for me it's important because I see and I talk to other dads and I see how they struggle, and I want dads to be able to connect because it's so important. And I work in higher education and as a college administrator, and I talk to people about everything. And when I talk to young people, I'm constantly hearing the impact that their families have and their fathers have on them. And it's so important to make sure that dads are engaged and that they have positive relationships with their kids. And, you know, and I want to be able to be that type of a person that can help to promote that within, you know, within the blogosphere, but beyond that too. And, you know, even now with the podcast, I mean, Don and I are trying to create some things that are free, but some free resources to be able to help people to be better engaged with their kids. I mean, we just put out there, 15 ways that people can engage in 30 minutes or less with their kids. I mean, in free and low cost ways. And we're continuously trying to come up with new things that dads can do to be able to do that. And we're trying to put it out there as free resources. But now, and you know, you're talking a lot about business too. And I didn't go into this thinking that this was going to become a business, but it has brought some income into the family too. I mean, I've had the family's had opportunities to go on trips and be able to have some products and have some games and things like that, which is fun too. You know, do I do it just because of that? No, I don't do it just because of that, because I enjoy, but I enjoy being able to share the experiences that we have with others too. So I get to take the passion that I have with writing, now with podcasting, and be able to share a message that I think is important. And there are some benefits too, you know, where you can also support your family. So I think it's kind of a, you get to do a lot of different things that kind of all culminate into something that's important for you. And that's what's going to be important is no matter what you do in life and whatever you're working on, you want to make sure you're passionate about it and make sure it's something that it's important to you, because then you're going to put your heart and soul into it and you're going to get so much more out of it too.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned before about the idea of finding time for yourself as a parent as being something that's selfish, but it's really not. Exactly what you're talking about here is also the same kind of thing. On the face of it, you might say, oh, you know, you're doing this, there's no real money in it, you know, but, you know, it's a good thing. You know, is that selfish? Well, obviously the answer is no, it's not, because what you're doing is helping quite a few people. But the big point there is that you never know what opportunities are going to get created when you're really passionate about something and you follow through and you keep going. Because all these doors open, these opportunities doors will open up. And it seems like that's something that's happening for you and also your family. Because this is not just something that's generating a little extra income and, you know, you get some products that you use. But your whole family's engaged with this. And that seems to become a great lesson also for everybody, for your family. And it has to bring your family closer together because you now have a common interest with the efforts that you're making over here.
And that's what I'm hoping. You know, my daughter's helped me with some of the reviews that I do on the site, and which is fun. And, you know, she's getting to, and my oldest daughter's getting to an age where, you know, she's enjoying doing that and being able to give her own voice to things. And so we try to do that too every once in a while. And, you know, I try my best to not only bring my own voice in, but bring in my family's voice. And I think that is important. So that they see what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do as well. Yeah, and I think you want to do that with any business that you're doing.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. You know, it's good when everybody gets involved and everybody's behind the whole thing. We just have a couple minutes left here. You know, but there's one topic that perhaps maybe we can go into at a later date too, but that's family unit. And sometimes it gets to be a little more difficult to do these things, to become a better dad or, you know, as a single mom, you know, also a single father. This split families, you know, where, you know, the kid is, it's a divorced family. It's got to make it more difficult for it to be, but when it comes to relating to the child, is there any difference really as to how that dad should be approaching their son or daughter?
I think what I found, and you know, I am not a single father, so I can't say that this is true all the way across the board. But in the single dads that I have interviewed, I would say to a T, what's most important goes back to that communication and making sure that you and your ex-spouse are communicating very well. And no matter whether you have a good relationship with your ex or not, it is important that you are able to move forward and focus on what's best for the kids. So, you know, if you are not on good terms with your ex, and in the back of your mind that is burning, you know, it's so important to be able to, as you have your time with your kids, to be able to focus on your kids and spend time on the kids and not, you know, badmouth your ex-spouse or, you know, or do anything to negate that. But to focus on the kids, spend the time with the kids, do everything that you can to be able to be there and take advantage of the time that you have. I think the other thing, though, is when you go back to that communication message, is making sure that you are able to co-parent in a way that is mutually beneficial, if that makes sense. Because what you want to make sure is that the rules that are established in one home are not completely thrown away in the other home. And you want to support each other, even though you may not be living under the same roof and you may not always see eye to eye, you still need to support each other in what you're trying to do. And try to have those conversations about, okay, this is what we're doing over at Mom's. Okay, well, we'll try to do the same thing over at Dad's. and to try to have some consistency across the board, so that it's not, well, at mom's we're under a these strict rules, and then you come to dad's and it's a party all the time, because then there's going to be resentment as well. So you want to make sure that there's that consistency.
Right. Yeah, consistency, the common message, make sure it's all, everybody's on that same page. Communication, boy, does that keep cropping up in everything that we absolutely do. And Chris, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year to you and your family. I think what you're doing is just absolutely fantastic. Folks should be visiting the website to find out more information and to participate and to listen, to learn, see about some of these products and services and the interviews that you have. So those two websites again were?
Yes, dadofdivas.com and dadspotlight.com. And for your listeners, here's a freebie over at dadspotlight.com. Right there, when you go to that site, you can get that guide that I was talking to you about, that 15 low-cost ways that you can engage with your kids. It's a great list of resources and insights on how you can engage with your kids in 30 minutes or less, and it's a lot of fun.
Again, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great new year, and I look forward to following along. There's so much to learn.
Yes, happy new year to you, and thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Okay. All right, folks, it's funny. Maybe it's not, but, there's similarities between interacting with your children, spouse, and interacting with your clients. It's communication. It's listening. It's getting down to an even level. It's not one better than the other, but really understanding who they are, what it is that is important to them, and then connecting with them at that level, and then, going from there and showing them different things. It's so important to be able to connect with your child. Is that easy to do? Well, sometimes it might be a little bit easier than other times, but starting within yourself, as Chris had pointed out, it's not being selfish. That's being smart, and it's also finding a way for you to be able to show your child exactly what it is that's important to you, and maybe they'll find that to be important to them, maybe not, depending upon the sports or the activity. But the one thing that they will find is who you are, and they will then be able to find out exactly who they should be, and that is being the best person possible. You're listening to Chris Lewis, the Dad of Divas. He's got a ton of information over there. Go to the website. Find out what's going on. Learn from it. Learn from everything that you do. And have yourself a fantastic new year. All the best. And make a resolution, something that sticks with you. Find your why. Make it happen and follow through.